Hey, I'm Jonathan Capehart, and welcome to Cape Up. For the past few months, I've been working on something new. Between sit-downs at a civil rights retreat in California in January and the Faith and Politics Institute's civil rights pilgrimage to Alabama in March, I've had the privilege of talking to a variety of civil rights leaders. A few of them you know, many of them you may not, but they're all significant voices. We need to hear their stories. More importantly, we need to heed the lessons of their experience because we won't have many opportunities to hear from them much longer. If we're going to understand the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s and how it affects our lives still, these are the voices to listen to. People like Andrew Young, who was with Dr. King when he was assassinated.
And then I remembered he used to say that, some of us are not going to make it to 40. He said, but if we make it to 40, we can make it to 100. Well, he didn't make it to 40. So it becomes me almost an obligation for me to keep doing whatever I can do as long as I can do it. And I'll be 87 in another month. And I don't know whether I can make 100 or not, but you can't waste the experience we've had.
Andrew Young is right. We can't waste their experience. And so, for 2 months each week, here on Cape Up, we're going to hear their voices, listen to their stories, and try to understand how we can move forward from here. We're calling the series Voices of the Movement, and it will start on April 4th. So make sure you subscribe to Cape Up or find it on WashingtonPost.com/podcasts.